It's a chore for most states to build and repair roads and bridges. Mary fought with her state for 10 years to simply get a road. The story of where that road led and the governor she helped defeat is today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
There's a race going on in the ag tech sector, a race to unlock the true power of technology for America's farmers. And now the most trusted voice in agriculture invites you to unlock the power of ag tech. Join Farm Journal Media for the first ever Ag Tech Expo coming to Indianapolis December 11th through the 13th. It's your chance to sort through what's new, what's possible, and what will work best for your operation. Register now for the Farm Journal Ag Tech Expo December 11th through the 13th in Indianapolis at farmjournalagtech.com. That's farmjournalagtech.com.
Alaska's Highway No. 3 runs north from Anchorage to Fairbanks, passing Mount McKinley on the way. As Gene Richardson explains, this highway didn't exist when Alaska became a state back in 1959.
Mother was the primary reason there's a highway here. When she first homesteaded here in the early 60s, there were no highways. There were only two highways in the entire state. And there was nothing out here for 100 miles. But she saw the beauty of the mountain from here, and she wanted to share it with the world. And so she spent 7 years fighting with our first governor, Governor Egan, to put a highway through here.
Jean's mother was serious about getting a highway, not only to her house, but so visitors to the state could come to Mount McKinley. She was equally serious about making sure Governor Egan did not get reelected.
Took out a full-page ad in every newspaper in Alaska declaring war on Governor Egan because he wouldn't put a highway here. He still wouldn't relent. He said there's a crazy woman living 100 miles out in the bush that wants a road to her house, and we'll see when that happens.
She helped elect a new governor, and the highway was constructed in 1972. Back when she came to the isolated community of Talkeetna in 1962, she homesteaded and, according to law, had to clear 20 acres. She was told the only thing that would clear that space was a D8 Cat bulldozer.
She said, well, how on earth am I going to get there? There's not even a road. And they said, well, you might possibly, in February, if the ice is thick enough, walk that D8 Cat up the river. So Mother decided that was a good plan.
It was a 50-mile trip, and one bulldozer fell through the ice. But they did finally make the journey and clear the land. The Richardsons still live in the area that Mary Richardson homesteaded, and they travel the road she helped make a reality. Traveling the countryside in Talkeetna, Alaska, I'm Andrew McCray.